Naomi Siegel Bronstein likes to keep her priorities straight. The Montreal-born activist has received numerous honors, including membership in the Order of Canada, for her work with children in developing countries.
1.2. Interdependence. No species can survive by itself. Each species is dependent on many other species in its environment.
3.1. DNA, transmitter of genetic code. In section 2.0, you learn that the offspring of a sexually reproducing species are not genetically identical to their parents.
Now turn to page 10. At Sea, poem by Monica Culling. When our little island with its red sand shores gets hit by a hurricane, the wind screams, it roars.
About 2 years ago, we found out that my dad has a disease called ALS. ALS makes it hard for my dad to move his muscles in his legs, so he uses a wheelchair to get around. His arms are getting kind of weak now, too.
Mountain Climbing, article by Brian Roberts. How would you like to climb a mountain? It's very exciting to reach the top of a tall peak and enjoy the view for kilometers around.
Mieko Fukushima lived in a small village high in the mountains of Japan. Two or three times a year, she and her dad traveled to Asahikawa, the city closest to her mountain home.
What is that? And how can I get one?
It's my grass-powered car.
Excuse me?
Yeah. All I do is take a bunch of grass clippings and dump them in here. I call it the
grass tank.
Cindy, the three girls call out. Cindy, will you help me put up the decorations for the dance? Agnes says. Could you find my scissors, Cindy? Mary Beth chimes in. We need more cups, Dara cries. Cindy, where are the cups?
From the moment the Boeing Stratocruiser taxied up to the International Air Terminal at Idlewild, James Bond was treated like royalty. Bond followed the other passengers through the wire fence towards the door marked U.S. Health Service.
Emily Carr was just as much a writer as a painter. Her paintings make you feel the forces of nature, and her words do too. Carr was fascinated by the huge rainforests found throughout British Columbia, especially the contrast between the dark, hard majesty of older trees and the lighter colors and softness of new growth.
I rotate to the rhythm of a ghetto grape djembe voice. My step is far to the left, and I don't want to keep up with Generation Expanse. Explore, excite, express myself.
Xavier Karakwapet's views about animals. In the following story, Cree writer Xavier Karakwapet explains his people's view towards animals. Take only what you need. When I lived up north in Arawapiskat, wildlife was all around me on a regular basis.
Homesteading. $10 and the land is yours. That seems like such a good deal, but there was a lot more required for successful homesteading than just money. There was planning, effort, and cooperation with both neighbors and family members.
Come off it, Mr. Dent. You can't win, you know. There's no point in lying down in the path of progress.
I've gone off the idea of progress. It's overrated.
But you must realize that you can't lie in front of the bulldozers indefinitely.
I'm game. We'll see who rusts first.
Big Mike's Exotic Animal Sanctuary.
Hi, Mike here from Big Mike's Exotic Animal Sanctuary, where your family can see lions up close.
Cue cat meow.
Well, they're not really lions. They're just cats shaved to look like lions.
Cue higher pitched meow of small cat.
But you can pat these lions, yeah.
Cue the howl of an angry cat and a crash.
Wow!
Ow! Well, not that one.
Joyriding. Short story by Jim Naughton. Peter glanced at the clock on the bookshelf. It was 4:15. 15 minutes to freedom, he said to himself. 15 minutes until he could turn off the metronome, 2, 3, 4, and stop moving his fingers across the keys.